Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Eisenreich. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Charlie Librand. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The left fielder, Luis Salazar. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fifth. The DH, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Doyle Alexander. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Pettis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Salazar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Eisenreich hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 3-2. White strikes out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Trammell hits a pop-up towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Herndon hits a pop-up towards short. Stillwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Knight takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There's a wild pitch. Knight moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Knight scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brookins hits a pop-up towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals 0. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Quirk hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stillwell hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pettis is 0-for-1 in the game. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Librand fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals 0. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive towards third. Brookins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-1 in the game. Eisenreich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a pop-up towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Knight is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 0. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk hits a fly ball into left field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath strikes out. One out. Gary Pettis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pettis is 0 for 2 in the game. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Wilson strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Salazar is 0 for 2 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alan Trammell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Eisenreich is 0 for 2 in the game. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. the Tigers will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Knight is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lemon is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Seitzer. Brookins moves to third. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Pettis is 0-for-3 in the game. Pettis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Jamie Quirk. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bosley hits a fly ball into left field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scotty Madison pinch hits for Kurt Stillwell. Scotty Madison is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Madison hits a fly ball into left field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike McFarland now catching. Brad Wellman now playing shortstop. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Salazar is 0-for-3 in the game. Salazar bunts towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Salazar for the out. Whitaker moves to second. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell is walked intentionally. Larry Herndon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Herndon is 0-for-3 in the game. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to third. Trammell moves to second. Jim Morrison pinch runs for Larry Herndon. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Knight is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Knight takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker scores. Trammell moves to third. Morrison moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Dave Bergman pinch runs for Ray Knight. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer juggles the ball. That's an error on Seitzer. Trammell scores. Morrison moves to third. Bergman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brookins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it, throws to home for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Bergman now playing first base. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Seitzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tartabull is 0-for-3 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Henman now pitching. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Eisenreich is 0-for-3 in the game. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into left field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 0-1. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a fly ball into left field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.